Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. We're back for the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me next week. Part of my day, always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And what's on my mind this segment is fathers. Yesterday was Father's Day, and I just want to talk a little bit about that. You know, folks, as the father of an adult daughter and a son, in that order, plus the grandfather of four knucklehead boys. I call them hurricane, tornado, crash, and train wreck, and that's the truth. Well, as having those people in my life, it's caused me to learn some things about love. All of the hours that I've logged as dad and as puppy have often caused me to contemplate the difference in the roles of mother and father, especially in the overt demonstration of parental love. It's fascinating how the manifestation of this love differs between mother and father, biologically, emotionally, and experientially. A mother's love, at once sweet and fierce, is observed in all animals, not just humans. No doubt you've heard this simile, as sweet as a mother's love. And then this warning, never get between a mama bear and her cub. Well, I've witnessed and have been the happy recipient of all of that kind of love from my mother. And there truly is no other force like it in nature. A human father's love, on the other hand, is more often associated with unfortunate references like tough and discipline. Here's a warning no one has ever heard. Just wait till your mother gets home. As a teenager, my dad once and only once apologized to me when he thought his demonstration of parental love, you can read into that whatever you want, his demonstration of parental love might have seemed, and I'm doing air quotes here, his word, hard-boiled. It might have seemed hard-boiled. He apologized for that. He was right, it did. Consequently, it's troubled me that there are no corresponding sweet references to a father's love. Could this be why Father's Day is not quite as big a deal as Mother's Day? I'm just saying. Mothers occupy the pinnacle of parental love with complete justification. And not to take anything away from them, but let's be honest. Since a mother's sweet love is as primal as the miracle of birth, it's their first nature. Because of that, they don't have to work too hard to deliver it. But there's a uniqueness about a father's love that deserves a better rap, and I think for two reasons. First, unlike a mother's sweet love, a father's tough love does not exist outside of Homo sapiens. It's unique to humans. And two, when a father's parental toughness is required, especially when applied to an indignant recipient, that means a teenager, it requires a love that is at once courageous and patient. Courageous enough to endure a likely negative response and patient enough to be willing to defer gratification, sometimes for years, for having dispensed that lesson, having to wait. Sometimes when you deliver that love, that father's love, you have to wait a long time to get a payday. No one is more keenly aware of the distinction between the application of both of these demonstrations of love than a single parent, especially a single mom, where both kinds are required of the same person, perhaps within minutes. Mothers, please forgive any parental bias you may detect, but here's my conclusion about parental love. The only force in the universe that comes close to a mother's sweet, fierce love is a father's tough, courageous love. But the latter is the harder job, and the return on investment almost always takes longer. You know, folks, I think about my own dad, James. His name was James. He helped save the world. He was one of the people who helped save the world during World War II. And I remember watching him live his life as he raised me and my siblings. And I watched him, and he let me watch him. He allowed me to see him at his best, and yes, even at his worst. Even when he failed, even when he struggled, especially when he struggled, he allowed me to see that. I was the oldest boy, and so maybe that put me in a position, and I was there at a time when that happened, maybe more than the younger ones. But he allowed me. He wasn't ashamed of any of it. He didn't. I know some of it was humiliating to him. Some of it was tough because it was tough times. But he didn't. He never kept me away from it. He allowed me to see it. I don't think it was a plan. But I just think it to him it was as much. It was just life. It was just life. And he allowed me to see it without realizing that it was important for me to see that. That's of beyond the fact that I knew how much he loved me, even though we didn't say it a lot until the end of his life. Beyond that, letting me see him live his life, good times, bad times, and him teaching me the nobility of work, even the most menial work, those were the blessings that I got from my dad. And I pray that I pass those things along to my son, who now is a dad. Happy Father's Day, dads. You've earned it. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.